Hi. Yeah. Okay, so I've asked you both here for a reason. I've come to see that, well, I have a new understanding of your situation here and of myself, and, well, there's just some things I need to say to both of you. I want to say them. Well, I need to say them. I'm gonna have to get on my knees to say them. Fuck. Okay. First, I want to apologize. Second, I want to make a promise. So just please, please hear me out. I'm so sorry. I came here as I can't even say it. I came here with such bad intentions. I mean, I was ready to do such a bad thing. I mean, I understand now, but I thought of it differently then. I thought I was special, and I thought that I could get away with it. I came under your roof thinking that I was going to fuck your husband, ma'am, and that he and I would keep it a secret. That we would make knowing micro nods to each other in the hallway at work. That I would be taking something. Something for myself. Something that didn't belong to me. I thought I would get to whisper in his ear that I'm sorry, I'm so ashamed of myself, but I really want to be honest with you now. I thought that I would get to whisper in Sir's ear while he was fucking me. I wanted to leave Sir dirty voicemail messages for him to think about. I wanted him to fantasize about how much better I was than you, ma'am, in every possible way. I wanted to tell Sir that you couldn't compete. Sir, I wanted to fuck you. I wanted to fuck you in the copy room at work and then go home and think about how I fucked you so much better than she does. I'm so sorry. I wanted you to dream about me while you fell asleep with her. I thought I would take care of you, sir, like she can't. I thought I would fuck you like ma'am didn't. I thought that because I'm younger, because I'm fresh, that sir would want me more. I wanted you to tell me out loud, sir, how much better I was than ma'am. But I didn't understand. I really didn't. I mean, I've seen you together now, and I've seen how fucking hard he gets for you, ma'am. I've seen the look in his eye when he pumps himself into you, when he comes inside you, hoping and praying with all his body and soul that you'll get pregnant, and that he'll get to raise a family with you. Fuck. I can see how hard he's getting thinking about that right now. And I want so badly to touch myself. I know it's not okay. I know. I'm dirt. May I? Please? Fuck. I see Sir look at you, ma'am, and I. Fuck, it just gets me so wet. I'm so sorry. I'm so. I'm just. I'm. I think I have to. Would you. Oh, God. Would you mind, sir, if I touched myself while I said what I want to say? Ma'am, is that okay? Can I? Thank you. Oh, fuck, thank you. Oh, I'm just thinking about how Sir inhales and arches his neck back when he pushes his cock into your throat, ma'am. Thinking about how the sweat beads on your forehead when he fucks you from behind like he does. how wide your pupils get when you come on, Sir Skunk. And I've seen how you look at him, ma'am. The look in your eyes when Sir has his cock buried in your throat. When you're lovingly wetting his cock so that he can shove it deep inside you. So that he can pump you full of his cum. So you can carry his child. I've seen how hard he comes inside of you. I've seen how much he wants you. I've tasted his cum inside you.
I've tasted it like it's almost like I've tasted it. I just wanted it so badly that I felt like I tasted his cum inside you. I'm sorry. It's okay, ma'am. You can touch yourself. I've seen how you get turned on when I kneel like this. When I blush like I am now. When he fucks you and when I pick up the broken ends of your harvest. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I came under your roof as a homewrecker. I just wanted so badly for Sir. I wanted him to throw away his whole life just to fuck me. I was wrong. I was so wrong. I'm never going to be a homewrecker. I'm never going to be the one you want to be with, Sir. The one you think about every day. The one you build your life with. And this is what I've finally come to understand. I'm just your pet. I'm your fuck toy, Sir. Next to ma'am. I'm fucking worthless. I'm a fucking worthless slut. Stop. No, I want to say this. I need to say this. You're very kind to me, both of you, and you've been very, very respectful of my boundaries, and you've been very kind. I know you wouldn't call me a worthless slut, but it's the truth. I came here as a filthy little fucking slut ready to drop to my knees and ruin your marriage. I'm so sorry. But it's me. It's me who's ruined. I did that to myself. I made myself a fucking whore. And you've made that okay. You've given me a safe place to be who I am, to be a little fucking whore, and I want to thank you. Thank you. I didn't know. And I want... Fuck. Fuck, I'm so ashamed. You looking at me on my knees. My hand down my skirt. I'm so fucking ashamed and so... Fuck. I haven't been touched in so long. I want to be touched so badly. I want to come so badly. I want... Fuck the way you do look at each other. It's... Fuck. God, I just want someone to look at me like that. Fuck. 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 I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. The second thing I have to say is this. I want to make you both a promise. I promise to be your good girl. To do whatever you ask of me. To kneel when you say kneel. To come when you say come. And to go when you say go. To drop to my knees and suck you when you so much as look at me, Sir. To back away and watch you fuck him when you flick your wrists, ma'am. To be ready at all times to please you. To give you... whatever you need. Sir, I promise to drop to my knees and open my mouth whenever you want. I promise to bend my body over the guest bed and let you pound me, and I promise to keep eye contact with you, just like she does. Just like she does when you're fucking me. I promise to let you do all the things to me that you want to do, but don't want to do to her. It's okay. I've watched you, I see. I know. You can be rough with me. You can slap my ass red and raw. You can choke me, Sir. You can hold my face down in the pillow while you make me come around your cock, and you can come anywhere. Anywhere. On my tits, on my ass, on my spine, on my stomach, on my face. My body is yours. I'm yours. Utterly,
completely yours to claim however you want. And I promise to get out of your way whenever you want. I promise to respect your wife. I promise to let ma'am watch us if she wants. To let her pull me off your cock and claim you, sir, if she wants. Ma'am, I'm not a threat to your marriage. I'm a dirty little slut. I'm a cum slut. I'm a dirty fucking cum slut. The worst kind of whore. Just a cum whore. Oh, but I want it. Oh, God. I want your husband's cum. I want it so fucking bad. But you're in charge, ma'am. Please, please let me be your husband's cum slut. I promise to be good. To kneel at the side of your bed and silently take notes while he fucks you. To bring you coffee when he's done with you. To rub your shoulders. I promise to clean your pussy for you whenever you ask. To lick his cum out of you. To make you feel good whenever you ask. Whatever you want. I'll do it. Ma'am, I'll fucking do it. And I promise to do... Yes, I promise to do for you everything that you may not want to do. I will dress for sir in his favorite clothes. I'll bring out the window of sir's car. While he fucks me along the highway, I will let sir edge me for an hour with my wrists tied to my ankles. I'll let sir fuck my ass, ma'am. I will do this for you. Because I'm your pet. And I know this now. I'm your fuck toy. It's better this way. Please, sir, just use me. Ma'am, please, use me. Use me like you're going to throw me away when you're done. Get another. Use me, please, I beg you. Please, use me. Please, please, use me. Please. Please, use me. Use me. Use me, please. Please, use me. Use me. I'm just your fucking toy and your fucking slut. I'll do anything for you. Oh, just use me. I think you're gonna throw me away. Yeah, thank you, sir. Yeah, thank you, sir. Thank you, ma'am. And sir. I'm here for you. I'm so sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you.